M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. What's going on, party people? Listen, we appreciate you for tuning in to this radio show, this podcast, man. Whichever which way you are tuned in, we thank you so much. But listen, I cannot do the show by myself. I need my left-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in once again to your girls right here on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. And let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Friday's Man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @LA_Chubbs on Instagram. Now listen, be one of the first people to blow up our notifications on Instagram, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follow Friday.
You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is coming around the corner, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Y'all stick around, because I gotta tell you how Shakira, the artist, the singer, the phenomenon from Puerto Rico, she found out that her now ex-husband was cheating on her with the help of her favorite jar of strawberry jam. Y'all get into it. Stay tuned. We're talking about it during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, guys, you guys already know we're so big on inspiration, positivity. The encouragement here on M&M Live Radio is so rich. And you know, we can give it to you in 60 minutes, no problem. But even if we can only give it to you in 60 seconds, listen, we got you.
All we need is 60 seconds. My girl Mia is bringing her 1 minute inspiration. Stick around, y'all.
And listen, man, you do not want to miss it. One of our listeners wrote to us in need of advice. And you already know we're going to give that advice to them live on the air. That's right. Don't miss this week's Dear M&M Letter.
Now, you have to get into this conversation, okay? This question right here is all centered around this. The best thing about social media is blank, and the worst thing about social media is blank. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses. Be sure to at us in the tweet or comment so we can see you.
But listen, man, let's go ahead and show some love to South Florida, man. Shout out to Wolf and Undefied ENT. They're throwing a huge event, y'all, called Invade the Cave. Listen, make sure you guys are following Wolf and Undefined Entertainment on social media to get more information about this. But in the meantime, here is For Real by Wolf. Then we got some Paris Careers after that right here on, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio.
Where's Da Vinci?
Am I strong? I gotta give it a go, yeah. I gotta grind, working for money in the door, yeah. Stop wasting time, you wasting your time, for real. I'm body no cap for real. Remember we came from the dark for real. Yeah, two, pathetic, they drowning a pool. Okay, I might need a boost. Okay, just give me the loot. 305, that's my city, the zoo. I'ma find someone, call Uncle Luke. On the vibe, gotta watch how you move. All my dogs, they gon' pull up and screw. Yeah, dummy, I don't get involved with the money. Why they got it tall, how they know me. Three, I'ma ball like I'm Kobe. Eat it up with the homies. Indeed, shine bright like it's sunny. They don't love me, yeah. I just think it's funny, yeah. Am I strong? I gotta give it a go, yeah. I gotta grind, working for money in the door, yeah. Stop wasting time, you wasting your time, real. I'm bout to no cab for real. Remember we came from the dark for real. Came from the dark for real. Remember I was broke, I had to rebuild. Red hit and never gon' spill. Now finance the label ain't signing no deal. Yeah, I had to say how I feel. I treat the music like it's out to fail. Yeah, they run it off for a mil, giving away to the devil they skills. Yeah, yeah, changing them one at a time. Sometimes I gotta rewind. The devil he tryna get me out of line. Tell him that I'm undefined. I'm doing just fine. Whenever they asking the questions, I tell them don't worry about me and mine. At my slums, I gotta give it a go, yeah. I gotta grind, working for money in the door, yeah. Stop wasting time, you wasting your time for real. I'm buying no cab for real. Remember we came from the dark for real. I can't waste no time, you know it's do or die. Came up from the dirt, somehow I just survived. Been through so much pain, it's hard to summarize. I'm a different breed, the ones that's hard to find.
Find me if you can, man.
You're listening to Eminem Live Radio.
She tried to play me like this intro on the guitar. I told her, baby girl, you trippin', I'm a star. I can't believe it, girl, you know you took my heart. You let me in, I'm riding in the dark. I'm tryna flood the whole scene, know it's hot. She gotta go, so I kick her out the pot, man. I can tell when something faking when it's hot, then. And I can put that on my mother, you are not it. I'ma get it started. We was in the whip, she didn't even realize she was riding with a star, yeah. Took a little minute, but I had to let her go. It was getting too toxic, so I went to the mall, bought another set of clothes. Now I'm tripping like a faucet, yeah.
They call me P, she couldn't tell you what it mean.
What it mean?
Push start, cause I ain't tryna lose the keys. If I don't take a knee, she wanna get inside the ring. But wanna give me kiss, I had to hit her with the lean. Tried right. to kick her out, but she ain't wanna leave. Thought she had class, I can see through the degrees. I got hot away, turning to the steam. Baby want the real, but only care about a weed. She been capping, I can tell when it's authentic. It ain't a rap, but we'll see when this bar finished. I ran it back, she tried to say it was hard feelings. I put it on wax, I want the smoke and the cartridges. We don't talk, the situation disheartening. They just talk, they don't really want war with this. I call my brother, he just gave me the confidence. I was showing love, how I ended with hostages. Gave her the game, I put it all in the documents. Took it to Paris, we ain't leaving the continent. Not being alone, starting to feel like a compliment. Head and west, I ain't thinking the consequences. Baby bad, if you blink, she gossiping. And the shipping about to sink over nonsense. I had to dream, we ain't carry the chopsticks. KBJ, that whole team out the projects.
She told her, baby, let this intro on the guitar. I told her, baby, girl, you drippin', I'ma stop. I can't believe it, girl, you know you took my heart. You let me in, I'm riding in the dark. I'm tryna flood the whole scene, know it's hot. She gotta go, so I kick her out the pot, man. I can tell when something fake and when it's hot, then. And I can put that on my mother, you are not it. I'ma get it started. We was in the whip, she ain't even realize she was riding with a star, yeah. But I had to let her go. It was getting too toxic. So I went to the mall, bought another set of clothes. Now I'm tripping like a faucet.
Can you say if you ready? I'm just needing to know are you ready. I can see that you like this already. Round of applause, now we needing confetti.
I see my dreams and they not so far-fetched.
Flow sick, got a fever like Tamika
Kiss. I woke up wrecking hard on the mic, I'm confessing.
No, I'm smoother than the cap of the way I be stepping. Turn my drip into some spats. Took the Lentiagas right out the back. High speed, now we doing the dash. I be going real fast. I be going hard for my partners in the pen.
No levels, little baby.
On God, I'm in the
pen. Little shots out the baby.
On God, like an instrument.
You know I'm a star. On God, I'm killing it.
She tried to play me like the strings on her guitar. I can't believe it, right when I start.
I can't believe it, girl, you know you took my heart. You let me in, I'm running the dark. You gonna play me like the strings on her guitar.
Amen. I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in. Go in. On the hashtags, well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag relationship in a jam. So like I said at the beginning of the show, social media has been going crazy because Shakira, the artist that we love, you know, her hips don't lie. We all know Shakira, right? Shakira returned home from touring and realized her strawberry jam had been eaten. Now, this is the thing, okay? Her husband and her children reportedly do not eat strawberry jam, so it set off the alarms in her mind and her women's intuition that somebody been in her house and her husband has been unfaithful. So it all boils down to this, Mia. This was the last strawberry, if you will, that Shakira found out that her husband was cheating on her because somebody was double dipping in her strawberry jam.
Okay, so let's think about this. Let's weigh out all options.
Let's do it
first. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, let's not act like, you know, celebrities, they have, you know, your assistant might come in your house. Your manager might come in your house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your road manager might come in. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they may have had
some toast?
No. And put some of that jelly on it. I'm just trying to weigh out all options before we automatically cut ties in this marriage over some strawberry jelly.
This is my only thing, right? Okay, so while it might seem so far-fetched to a lot of people, I'm not gonna lie to you, a woman's intuition, listen, Shakira's hips don't lie and her intuition don't lie either, because she said that her kids do not eat strawberry jam. Her husband does not eat that. If you're coming to my house to visit, what are the odds that you ask for strawberry jam?
You're right, he cheating.
He cheating.
You're right.
He cheating.
You're right.
He messing things up.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
I know there's a lot of women out there that totally agrees with me.
This is the definition of a woman putting two and two together. Like, this is the purest form. Go ahead, Shakira.
I'm telling you.
Take your hips on out that marriage.
So listen, all I'm saying,
if it's true, get counseling or do something else. It's like, just weigh out all options. But just make sure you confront him about it.
Yeah.
Confront him about
apparently,
it.
Apparently, the two split after 11 years last year. So this is like the, this is it. This is it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prayers for the couple, but Shakira is the new Inspector Gadget. Okay. Hashtag Shakira found her man cheating.
Hashtag from a jar of strawberry jam.
Hashtag that was the last straw.
Hashtag he had a scram.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag no trip, no tip. A former DoorDash driver has gone viral on TikTok for his approach to low or no tipping customers, igniting a fierce debate on boundaries when it comes to customers' interactions with delivery drivers. So this gentleman would deliver the food to the DoorDash customer and ask why they didn't tip him while secretly recording them at the same time. So the video went viral and a majority of the comments were not on the Dasher's side. They were calling him rude and saying that he was harassing the customers. Now, since the viral video, DoorDash has deactivated the Dasher's account and released a statement saying, "We expect all members of the DoorDash community to treat each other with respect, and this behavior is clearly unacceptable." Now, the DoorDash former delivery guy spoke out to say, "DoorDash is a luxury service. So if you can't afford to tip, make a sandwich." End quote. That's what that man
said. I agree 110%. This is the thing. People are choosing DoorDash where you honestly could get out yourself and get,
you know what's funny?
Your own food.
When he said a luxury service, I was like, but think about it. Someone going to get your food, delivering it to your house, that is a luxury.
That's a
think
luxury. That is a complete luxury. Now, and my thing is this. It's interesting that people are calling him rude for walking up and asking, why did you not tip?
Now, I'm not going to lie. He was kind of spicy. He was kind of
a bit abrasive.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I will say this. So I will let y'all in on a secret, y'all. I did DoorDash for like a couple of weeks. It didn't work out. But either way, sometimes a tip goes a long way. My very first order, a woman gave me cash. I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to keep doing this. But there was a one time when I drove like 30 minutes to give this person a whole order and did not tip me. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? But not even a hand tip. It all goes through the app so you can see whether or not they tip you.
Right.
And it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of Americans, I mean, I have friends who don't even tip sometimes.
Yeah.
That don't tip. And I understand his heart. I think that just the approach
wasn't
great.
But, I mean, that's equivalent to you doing a job and not getting paid for it.
Yeah, but you guys see the way this guy was coming at
But people. Gas is high.
And gas is high.
So
He mentioned that in one of his videos.
See?
So I think the heart of it was right. The approach, not so much. That's all I'm going to say. Hashtag, thanks for the food.
Hashtag, yes, and I'll take my tip, please.
Hashtag, no, I didn't intend to tip.
Hashtag, then I guess you're not hungry.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag, too many hashtags. That's right, all things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Man, we got to get into this next hashtag right here. So, hashtag Carol Baskins. Y'all remember that name. Y'all know Carol Baskins, whether it's from the viral dance spoof or remake that was once Savage,
yeah,
you know, by Meg Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. Somebody completely twisted the lyrics and made their own dance about like Carol Baskins. Or if you remember during the pandemic, 2020, you know, Tiger King was something that kept us all entertained throughout the entire pandemic from top to bottom. Now listen, Carol Baskin is now trending again because she alleges that her husband, Don Lewis, that, you know, she killed her husband, whacked him, and apparently he is alive and well and chilling in Costa Rica.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get Netflix on the phone. Do it right now.
I'm just trying to figure out.
That man... I got questions.
I'm just trying to figure out because, I mean, it was said that he... I
the
man, make
sure. Her husband that she killed and fed to the tigers.
The tigers.
He's in Costa Rica.
He's in Costa Rica.
Is Tupac there too? I mean, we might as well all go down the way down the line.
Elvis might as well check for him too. This is the thing. So it was said that this man, Don Lewis, her husband, was found deceased in 2002.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's 2023.
Why is he hiding?
I don't know why he's hiding in the first place. Apparently, Homeland Security knows where he is. And in a recent interview, of course, because I'm not sure if you remember, but watching the documentary,
mm-hmm.
Carol Baskin's kids are not too fond of her because
they truly
believe that their father was fed to the lions.
Tigers.
Sorry. Bears. It don't matter.
Oh my.
They're just all, you know, tigers,
yeah.
Right? And she sent a rebuttal in response and said that, you know, I don't know why my kids would think that. Apparently Homeland Security knows where he is, so why are you guys asking me questions? It's gotten pretty spicy. So, of course, when she mentioned Homeland Security, meaning the government, we're trying to figure out why in the world is there a death certificate?
And he's alive.
He's alive in Costa Rica. Something ain't adding up.
Isn't there already a Tiger King 2?
I believe so, but I don't think they go into that great
detail.
I need
a Tiger King 3.
We need something. But all I know is that somebody lying.
Somebody lying.
Or tigers.
Or
I don't
bears.
Know. I don't know. Something's going on. But somebody's got to cough up the true truth about where Don Lewis is and why...
Yeah.
Why he's in Costa Rica?
Hmm.
I don't know. Hashtag Carol Baskin's husband.
Hashtag chilling in Costa Rica.
Hashtag living life alive.
Hashtag with the new senorita.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag Pepsi tries to compete. So Pepsi is looking to the stars to compete with Coca-Cola's Sprite beverage. Now the beverage company is launching a new lime soda, okay? Called Starry, which will replace Sierra Mist. So despite 24 years on the market, Sierra Mist has never cut into Sprite sales. Mm-hmm. Now, many saw it as an imitation of Sprite, which I personally thought it was.
Yeah.
Pepsi says that Starry will be different. It's fruitier and more aromatic than Sierra Mist. This caffeine-free drink comes in regular and sugar-free versions, and it will be available this week in grocery and convenience stores. Misa.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not going to beat Sprite. To me, because we're talking about, they thought it was an imitation of Sprite, I guess, what Sierra Mist was.
Okay.
So they saying it's more fruitier and more aromatic. I pray I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah.
It's just it's a bubbly beverage. You know what I'm saying? Like, either way, we all know everything's artificial. We know it's all not the real thing.
Yeah.
You can't, how much further do you think you can really get to, you know what I'm saying? You might as well have kept Sierra Mist. What do you think changing the name is going to make us want it more? That's just me. I don't see the purpose of changing, getting rid of Sierra Mist.
Okay, so Sierra Mist, let me understand, is going off the market.
Off the market. It's now going to be called Starry.
Now, mind you, Coke has Sprite.
Yes.
And now Pepsi, they had Sierra Mist. Sierra Mist. That was their lemon lime beverage. So now they said, oh, it's not working. It's not cutting to the sales. Boom! Here's Starry.
But it's the same thing?
It's the same thing, bro. Is it an imitation? It's still imitating. It's at this point. I don't know what more you want.
It's the same thing.
I don't know what... I don't. I feel like they would have to do something a little bit more...
Yeah. To make us go out of our way.
Exactly.
To purchase
You changing the name, doing a new logo, but yet just saying it's fruitier and it's going to have a better aroma. It's still going to be bubbles in my stomach. I don't know what else
same,
you want.
It's relatively the same thing.
That's all I'm saying. I guess we'll see. Hashtag so long, Sierra Mist.
Hashtag let's see if Starry will make some buzz.
Hashtag with a slightly different lemon lime taste.
Hashtag but wait. Wasn't that what Sierra Mist was?
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with Sierra Mist and Starry and Pepsi and Coke and Sprite. It's just a lot.
Drink water.
All I'm saying is that somebody needs to set the tone, set the bar, okay?
Speaking of set the bar, man, let's go ahead and get into some music,
man.
Make sure you guys go check out our new interview, man. Our latest interview with Emmanuel, formerly known as The Truth. We talked about his new album, his self-titled album. Make sure you guys go check it out and go show him some love. Here is Set the Bar by Emmanuel right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
About a quarter to nine, I can remember the days down in the basement, recording my lines. I was a youngin', my daddy was cutting my hair. I wasn't going to salons. Kids teased me though, it wasn't easy, it was hard. But man, I was born to survive. Trapped in the closet, sweat dripping while I was recording my raps. I was that student in college to study for hours, but I wasn't built for the desk. High school was a jungle, I stumbled on what I had. I wasn't caught in a trap. Thugs like me, boy, the plus like me, boy, the girls like me, boy, I garner respect. Cause I've been putting in work. I know it's important to rest. Red Bulls, double shots on the floor. Study hard, eyes good for the test. Three schools, 10-page paper for the winter break. That's most of my stress. Songwriter and apologist, I don't apologize. Plus I'm a corporate exec, yes!
I set the pace, I set the bar, yeah, you know where you've been, know where you are, yeah, I understand. I set the pace, I set the bar, yeah. Know where you been, know where you are, yeah, I understand.
I want y'all to listen to me and my creativity like I'm Kanye on the track. They say I'm falling off, I call it evolved, yeah. Maybe I'm trapped, maybe I'm trapped in the prison in 2006 when I sounded like Jay-Z and Wax. Now I need all of the same fans to stay with me so I can keep hanging them plaques. Please, don't get me wrong, I am so grateful for all the support from the past. Want you to play all the old music in your headphones while you mow the grass. Want you to play all the classics in your classic, yeah. Along with the new music, cause I need you, it's not my last hit. But it's coming so fast, I get it, man, I understand. It's different from when I was riding a train. I guess it's the creative license I got, but I never intended to drive him insane. Only intended to drive in my lane. Boy, I'm about to hype for my name. Truth, yeah. Emmanuel Lee, boy, I'm putting my life in the game, yeah.
I woke up this morning. I can't miss this moment. Yeah. I woke up this morning.
going on, y'all? This is your boy Emmanuel, formerly known as The Truth, and you are listening to my girls, Eminem, right here on Eminem Live Radio.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the live show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio.
Welcome back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Man, that was a hit right there. I love the music we play on the show.
Sure do, man.
You know, and it kind of dates back to 2013.
Oh, man.
When we got started. And the whole reason why we're doing this is to provide our generation and then just generations that just love music, hip hop, you know, R&B. An alternative source of that type of music. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many artists out there that just invest so much of their faith into their craft. And it all is to just give inspiration and give support and love and glory to the kingdom of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Listen, shout out to everyone tuned in to your girls right here, right now, enjoying this music that we're playing here on Eminem Live Radio. That was Set the Bar by Emmanuel. Make sure you guys go check out our interview we did with Emmanuel. Listen, we talked all about his new self-entitled album. Y'all know he's now known as Emmanuel.
Yes.
But y'all know him as The Truth.
Yep.
Same guy, but he's different in so many different ways, and he talks all about that in our latest interview, so make sure you guys go check that out on our latest podcast and also on youtube.com/Misa and Mia. But again, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here, right now. We know we got listeners in Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida. We appreciate everyone tuned in right here, right now. But Misa, we got to go ahead and jump into this week's Dear Eminem letter, where one of our listeners writes to us in need of advice, and we give it to them live on the air. Now, granted, it is not mandatory for you to take our advice, young listener, as it is our own opinion. But since you asked, we gonna tell you, okay? So listen, without further ado, here is this week's Dear Eminem letter.
Ooh, I'm ready for this one.
Dear Eminem, Happy New Year's, ladies. I hope 2023 is treating you well because I need your help. So I've been in a one-year off-again, on-again relationship with my girlfriend, and I'm exhausted. The relationship has been toxic for the past 6 months, and I honestly don't know why we're still together, but I'll be honest, we both play our part in this relationship being unbearable, but Eminem, I can't do it anymore. I've done some self-reflection and I want to heal and improve, but I need to do that single. I want to tell my girlfriend that I want us to go our separate ways, but I know Valentine's Day is around the corner and this may be bad timing for a breakup. What do you think I should do? Sincerely, a broken down brother. Misa, what you think?
Cut it off. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because the moment you make an excuse as to why you don't do something, you're always going to make more excuses. Because there are holidays all throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If it's not gonna be this upcoming month or
it's
series
gonna be
of
like
weeks,
it's a birthday, and then it's gonna be your birthday, then it's gonna be Saint Christmas, and then it's cuffing season. Like, you're always gonna make an excuse to why you shouldn't.
But the thing for me, the red flag for me was the fact that you said in your letter, a broken down brother, that you don't even know why you're together. If you don't know why you're together, then why are y'all even doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If it's been on and off, it has not served its purpose, it's not doing you any good, it's not doing her any justice, it's draining more than supplying and revitalizing, you might need to go ahead and cut this off.
Here's my thing. I know people don't... No one's ever really... Well, I won't say no one. There are certain people who don't like being single
especially around Valentine's Day. I totally get it. My thing is do you want peace now or do you want to keep pushing it off?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you said that you need time to heal, you want to improve, and you need to do that single. So do that single.
Yeah.
I hate how people always make this connotation like single is like this most terrible, most lonely, most unbearable
thing.
More
money.
So it's either you're single. Which one do you want? You either are alone for Valentine's Day, but yet you have peace, or you go to dinner Valentine's Day, y'all still toxic, you're still going back and forth, it's still unbearable. Which, like it's either one or the other. Both are gonna be hard.
Pick a struggle.
You know what I'm saying? And listen, broken down brother, we say this in love. You know what I'm saying? We want for you to get that wholeness. We want you to get yourself back. We want that for her.
Yeah.
Because y'all said both of y'all played a part in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if both of y'all played a part in the relationship, I think you're not just doing this a service to you. You're doing a service to her.
Yeah.
She might not realize it because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, she may be looking forward to Valentine's Day herself. Mm-hmm. She probably got an outfit, expecting for you to get her a gift, so on and so forth. She want to post. But y'all are doing this for the both of you.
Yeah.
Do this for y'all both. Y'all could come back together, but even also, bro,
what? Say,
they're doing this. Y'all could come back together, but imagine the time that y'all are taking for each other, like separately, to improve how much you're gonna be better in your next relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, people, I understand that you come across people where you get better in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
but there are some times where you have to do things and you have to heal and improve and reflect alone.
I just feel like this Valentine's Day, you need to give each other the gift of peace, of mind, of understanding.
Or solitude.
And solitude, yeah. Yeah. Don't put a price tag on this one, this go round. Y'all, you got plenty of time to break up. You know, Valentine's Day until, you know,
you got time.
14th. So do it now before we even get into February.
And it's not going to be easy, but you're going to be glad you did.
Absolutely.
And that's sincerely your girl's M&M. Listen, shout out to you, Broken Down Brother. We hope everything works out, man. I hope everything works out, brother. But listen, make sure you guys, if you want to write us a Dear M&M letter, you want to get our advice on work, relationships, school, whatever you got going on, listen, let us know. Hit us up on our website at misaandmia.com. Again, that's MEESAANDMEAH.com. Click our submissions tab, and right there, you can submit us your Dear M&M letters.
Yes, sir. But listen, right here, right now, we're about to shift gears one time for the one time because it's time for our 1 minute inspiration. Now, give us 60 minutes of a show to motivate you, encourage you, and empower you. We got you, okay? We got the music, we got everything. However, if you don't have that type of time, we accept the challenge and we will do it in 60 seconds, all right? Don't try us because we're about to do it, all right? My girl Mia has got you covered this week.
I was making a fire one night, but unfortunately the fire wasn't catching the way I wanted it to. So I decided to throw in a Duraflame log on top of the fire. Now the Duraflame log is lit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, but the logs under it couldn't catch the flame. Then I thought, if I only put the Duraflame log on the bottom opposed to being on top, then the rest of the logs will be able to maintain a flame and be more impactful. I want to relate this analogy to leadership. So leaders want to be on top, you know, take responsibility for all the success, have a me mindset, and leading in pride and having a short-lived, unimpactful purpose. But there's another type of leader who's able to submit, serve, and humbly direct those in close proximity around them, fuel a long-term flame, and not just firing up themselves, but also those around them as well. Leadership takes intentionality on how you guide those around you, not boss around, but how you guide. The flame of your business, your family, your friends, your community needs to burn beyond you. So I encourage you to keep the heat of your impact hotter and stronger than ever.
Woo! It's lit, y'all. 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Mia. I have nothing else to say. Mia, take us to the next song.
Listen,
please.
I'm ready to get into some more music.
I'm here.
Man, let's go ahead and get into it.
Underneath
let's
me.
Go ahead and show up and show out. Here is Show Up by Reese Lachey right here on
Man,
You Already Know.
You already know. It's M&M Live Radio.
Whoa, yo. From the booth, so that made me a Buddhist. They like, hold up, you ain't gotta do this. I told Paven take off and I threw it. They say I'm coming next, but I knew it. It ain't about what you got, how you use it. Like New Orleans, the way that I blues them. Wait, it's jazz. I ride by and wait like it saved the past. Give me the cake. having a plate to pass. Tired of the weight, I escaped the lag. Whole nother lane, cause I sing and I rap, and they told me to stop, but no, I don't do that. Move to Atlanta, they always say cabin. Where I'm from, that's useful when shooters attack you. I'm tired of disease, wake up the laggers. If you wanna sleep, find somebody to drag you away. I'm just kidding, nobody gon' get you. Ain't no snouts, no need for no tissue. Come in peace in the name of the living, and the Jesus in case you ain't get it. Say I'm sick, but don't speak it, I'm well. I can't go if your spirit ain't there. They can't see me, but feel me like Braille. Brought my dog out, I told him be well. I had to grow up and I had to show up and they gained a glow up. It's all for my good. They ain't know I had it. I made it a habit to turn what I had into something that's good. Struggle forever, it's all for the better. I know I'm a legend. I just left the hood. I found a piece of the puzzle, then all came the muzzle. I'm loud like a pipe in the hood. I had to grow up and I had to show up and they gained a glow up. It's all for my good. Ain't know I had it. I made it a habit to turn what I had into something that's good. Struggle forever, it's all for the better. I know I'm a legend. I just left the hood. I found a piece of the puzzle, then all came the muzzle. I'm loud like a pipe in the hood. Double stuff body, yeah, I'm talking about Kareem. They ain't know I had it, so I gotta let them see. Go like sweet tea, go like peak. I'm the type of person that'll make them all believe. Take it to a different world, then lead like Denise. Nerd with the rhyme, young with the scheme. God said go, so that's why I had to leave. Old me dead, ain't leaving no debris. Everywhere I go, leave fresh like breeze. Always making faces like I'm about to make a sneeze. God said yes, God taught me. God no stress, God on me. God unblessed, supply my needs. Bow my head and drop my knees. Dry my sweat and rest on me. Drown my frets and mount my peace. Yeah, whoa, then do it again. Whoa, I couldn't just leave without letting them know you the reason I live. Whoa, yeah, ayy, I do it again, yeah. I couldn't just leave without letting them know you the reason I live. Whoa, yeah. I had to grow up and I had to show up and begin to glow up. It's all for my good. Ain't know I had it. I made it a habit to turn what I had into something that's good. Struggle forever, it's all for the better. I know I'm a legend. I just left the hood. I found a piece to the puzzle, then off came the muscle. I'm loud like a pipe in the hood. I had to grow up and I had to show up and begin to glow up. It's all for my good. Ain't know I had it. I made it a habit to turn what I had into something that's good. Struggle forever, it's all for the better. I know I'm a legend, I just left the hood. I found a piece of the puzzle, then knock in the muzzle. I'm loud like a pipe in the hood.
My soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh,
wait, hold up.
Yeah, I got a God, don't change with the season. Ooh, yeah, 10,000 reasons I could believe in. God so good, say less I'm breathing. Ooh, yeah, tick-tock, I'm a believer. Oh, yeah, I got a God, don't change with the season. Yeah, 10,000 reasons that I could believe in. Yeah, God so good, say less I'm breathing. ACA, that's the law. New sheriff in it, ooh. KBR, passing bars. I'm a lawyer in the booth. I ain't never seen nobody do it like this. Owns every inch and I rule it like this. Look at my world, that's a little like drip. Only go to my list, I'm like, who did I miss? Let it breathe, ooh, cool. Let it breathe, yeah. Peace, peace, Jesus, that's my creed, ooh. Michael B, yeah, he bossin', don't be a clown, but you're not it, worship in a marsh pit, I'm in this palm like the tropics, Men and women get in it, they get it, then they live again. Good and generous, definitive, that's from the Genesis. Unlimited, inhibited, look at all of these witnesses. Give you the business, it's taken body, homie, he finished it. I got a God, don't change with the season, yeah. 10,000 reasons, I can believe it, yeah. God so good, say less, I'm breathing, you see I'm on a roll, yeah. Been doing this since 16, yeah. Rapping on the corner of the street, yeah. Christ is God, I lost my father, but I'll never lose my peace, yeah, yeah. I think he king, reigning supreme, ooh, winning with ease, ooh, you think it's sweet, yeah. I believe way crazier thing, cool, I see that he coming back. He said it, then I react. I got this thing in the bag, you go and laugh, I will be doing it last, yeah. Front to back, ooh, I got a God, don't change with the season, season. 10,000 reasons I can believe them all.
Hey, they crazy with it. Yeah. No worship in the mosh pit, you know what I'm saying? H-E-A-K to the second letter.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Mia, we've got a great conversation coming up.
Yes, sir, we do. It's all centered around this right here. So fill in the blank, all right? So the best thing about social media is blank, and the worst thing about it is blank. Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio where you stand on this week's conversation. We're going to go ahead and dive right into this. So, Misa, what do you think? What is the best thing about social media? Let's start there first.
Okay, the best thing about social media is connecting with others.
Okay, that's good. I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say it connects us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would you say is the worst thing about social media?
I think the worst thing about social media is, and maybe I'm just more so thinking about Instagram in particular, it's the algorithm, bro. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more so because the way that I'm coming from regarding my answer is, like, for a lot of us business owners that are really trying to, like, use social media to our advantage and market and support and promote and all these different types of things, you know, social media and Instagram is not fair in that area. You know what I'm saying?
I think, honestly, it's interesting that you said I'm talking about mainly Instagram, because I think when we say things like social media, I think sometimes we mainly talk about Instagram.
Yeah.
For some reason, you know what I'm saying? For me, I would say the best thing, like I was saying earlier, I think the best thing about social media is the fact that it connects us, but I think the worst thing about social media is that it makes us feel alone. It's so interesting, because the reason why I say why it makes us feel alone is because, you know, no one posts, like we always hear this, no one posts their failures, you know, no one posts their low moments. Well, like you do have some people who are very transparent, but yeah, a majority of people, it's a highlight reel. Everyone's posting their success, or everyone's faking it until they can make it. And to someone who doesn't know the real of what's going on in another person's life, you can feel that you're failing, that you're alone,
mm-hmm,
that you're not as good looking as everybody else. Or like, you know, it just has a sense of, it's so interesting how it has a way of connecting you, but yet makes you feel isolated at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was interesting when I was thinking about what's the worst thing about it. But I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of things that are so about social media that has its pros, but then also has its cons.
Yeah, I agree. And you made a statement earlier, and you talked about how a lot of times we refer to social media, we have Instagram in mind.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many popular platforms. You know, there's Facebook, there's Snapchat, there's TikTok, there's Instagram, there's Twitter. And I honestly, personally believe that while TikTok is trending now, TikTok is popular.
Let's go through the apps, right?
Okay.
So let's okay Facebook. Okay. So Facebook is where you connect with your mama and them. Like you connect with your mama, your cousins, your auntie.
Yep.
Like Facebook's not what it really used to be. Like when we were like in middle school, maybe some people elementary school, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's like where you connect with like family. You know what I'm saying? Twitter is kind of like, you know, you have your like real close friends. Like, you know, when you really want to pop off at the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like
get
Twitter,
the memes, get to know what's current.
Yes.
Like what's
yes
happening in real life time. That's yes what Twitter's for. I feel like Instagram is strictly for the flex. Strictly for the flex. You know what I'm saying? Opposed to TikTok, where TikTok, I feel like you get the real, to me. Like, you get the fly on the wall. You can be silly. You can show what's happening in that moment. Like, you can be very authentic. Very authentic on TikTok. That's personally me. I love TikTok for this reason.
Okay.
People will be on their bonnet talking about a man they saw in the grocery store and how he turned into, like, it's just, like, the most wildest things.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares on TikTok.
So do you think TikTok is more a creative platform for creators?
No, absolutely. But, I mean, in the sense of when it comes to what's the best and what's the worst, I think that I think Instagram is possibly the worst of all the apps.
But
personally,
why,
to me,
though? Because, well, this is the thing. I feel like Instagram has become definitely the forerunner and the blueprint for a lot of the apps. Because, you know, when Instagram was doing just pictures and videos for a certain amount of seconds, then other apps started to follow along.
Mm-hmm.
When they had stories, everyone else started doing stories. When they had reels.
Well, no, don't forget they got stories from Snapchat. Yes, but then they took over. I mean, to me, they did.
I feel like the reason why Instagram was already still so far ahead of Snapchat was because you already had the following.
Yeah, facts.
All you had to do was just simply post, and your stories were going to be seen by your friends that you were already friends with or following. And then, of course, TikTok has the... They're called TikToks. You know what I'm saying? But Instagram calls them Reels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? But still, the same thing happened with Snapchat, happened with TikTok. All of your friends that you're already following was able to view your Reel. However, I still feel like the algorithm for Instagram sucks. But I still think it's like the highest social media app that we have to this day.
Do you feel like social media can... What is the impact you think social media has on people mentally?
It's definitely not as positive as I think the creators of these social media apps thought it would be. And it has taken a negative toll on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, it is a highlight reel. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like there are... a lot of people that see certain things. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I was even going to ask this to you. Like, you know, when it comes to making somebody feel isolated, is that just more of from your perspective, like what's kind of going on with you? Because there's some people who post on social media.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did want to clarify that. I think for maybe certain people who have maybe going through something internally.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like that for everybody.
Yeah.
I want to make that clear. I know for me, I felt like that in times past. Because when you see everybody like, you know, posting their wins and you like, oh man, I'm the only person still in my mama house. What? Like, that's crazy. Oh, I mean, someone's traveling here. You just got married. You just got engaged. You just had a baby. Oh, I'm just sitting here eating Cheetos. Like, what? Like, I feel as if I'm not, everyone else is out there doing their thing, elevating. And then you just feel like so minor because, you know, you don't have anything to post.
Yeah.
To prove, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So, I think for me,
but is that the user? Like that. But is that the user's problem?
It is. No, but it is. But I think that's even. I'm glad you brought that up because I think now, even with you saying that, I think it's important. I think it's so important how we pull away from those outlets and not entirely, but limit our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was doing a. I guess I would say experiment on myself. Mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know, but of course, you know, first thing you do, you wake up in the morning, alarm goes off, what do? You check Instagram. You start scrolling, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I used to do that so much. And I remember there'd be mornings where I would just be anxious, like just have like this weird, like anxious, like heaviness feeling, or just maybe just feeling low.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a post where it was like, if you want to, you know, lower, see improvements in your mental health or see improvements in like have your anxiety minimized, don't get on social media before noon. So I tried that. I was like, okay, so this whole week, I'm not going to get on social media before noon. When I tell you, you would have thought I was rolling through daisies. You know, like, I just feel happy.
Really?
I feel
you
like...
You saw an improvement.
I saw such an improvement. And I was like, wait, this can't be that big of a deal. Next day, I try to get on social media again. For some reason, I feel anxious again.
Why is that, though?
I honestly, I cannot tell you. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm not going to lie to you. I really am. But I know there are other people who may possibly feel the same way. But I wish I'm gonna keep y'all updated because honestly, I'm really trying to figure out what it is about social media that makes me feel anxious. Maybe it's the fact that maybe I'm looking for a certain someone to look at my story and they didn't. Or maybe I got a comment that I didn't think that went the way I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Or I got left on read and now it makes me feel like, oh man, did someone not think I was valid? Or like, that one response for some reason. It's a lot of different things. But I think it's just important that we're able to not find ourselves in social media. It's a way of expression, but it's not who we are. It doesn't validate who we are. And we're so much more than just these platforms that were created for us to just simply enjoy, to connect us to each
absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Just let us know, guys. What is good. The best thing about social media and what's the worst thing about it? Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. In the meantime, let's get into some R&B vibes. I love this girl. I love her voice. I love it. I'm going to play her on this show. Her name is Chastity. Y'all know we love her so much. Here is Top Down by Chastity. Then we got Lundy right after this on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Mm-hmm.
shake. Been stressed for so long, so stuck in my own way. So I'ma enjoy this moment. It's the day that the Lord has made. Times. It got so hot, I thought I wanna die. Blood dripping from my arm, just wanna feel inside. Too afraid to open up, so I'd rather hide. Man, I'm just so grateful that I made it this far. Almost thought I had to call my mama in a cup car. Benny's everything for me and everything I need. I would be nothing if you didn't give me no reason to be. Yeah.
I wanna take a ride through the city with the top.
Cause I'm riding through the city.
Girls, Eminem, right here on Eminem Live Radio.
Things
with your girls Misa and Mia from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tuned in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we are so glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
That's right. If you enjoyed this week's show, take a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Yes, sir. And tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week because it's time for us to talk love and relationships. That's right, y'all. As always, your girls will be holding it down for the ladies in the conversation. And you know we got to bring someone in to represent the fellas. So y'all, you already know how we do this. Don't miss our male's perspective, Kimo Jones, on Eminem Live Radio next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to get the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans, and Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because that is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all, we love and appreciate y'all so, so much. Thank you guys for always showing up and showing out, tuning in to your girls right here on Eminem Live Radio. But listen, we gotta get out of here. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Whoop.
That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man, come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah.